Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Third hour. DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. We are ready for our man Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL Insider. We started off the show today because when I turned on the television, there was a lacrosse game, and it was Boston College versus North Carolina women's lacrosse, and there was a young lady celebrating after a Boston College goal that had Hasselbeck on the back of her jersey. Any idea who we're talking about?
Right.
Who could that be?
Be a relative.
Yeah.
Be a relative. Actually, both of Matthew's daughters are lacrosse players at Boston College.
And so, well, he's got two.
He has two that are there. So Matthew has three kids, two daughters and a son, and his two daughters are in college now. And scholarship lacrosse players in college, really good athletes, as is his son, my nephew, Henry, who is a rising junior in high school.
Outstanding. And you will have your daughter's not there yet, but she is going to be.
I have a daughter who is a rising junior and a good lacrosse player, and should be a college lacrosse player. Yes.
All right. Very.
Did you watch the game, Tim? Mm-hmm. Did you watch the BC North Carolina game? That was.
I did. In fact, North Carolina's got a really good team. They ended up winning the national championship in that game. Really, the two games that were – so that game was on last Sunday – or was it last Sunday or two Sundays ago? Two Sundays ago. And then the games on Friday, the semifinal games, were remarkable. I mean, Boston College has this crazy comeback against Maryland to win the game, to win by one. And then the North Carolina game, North Carolina goes on an 8-0 run to close the game and score the go-ahead goal within a minute of time expiring. I mean, it was amazing.
Her name was Mallory, right? Is that who I saw?
Yeah, so there's two. Matthew's oldest daughter's name is Annabelle, so she's a sophomore, rising junior now at BC. And then Mallory, Mallory's kind of the one that everybody knows because she was the number one player coming out of high school, in the sport of girls lacrosse. And so everyone kind of, at least in the lacrosse community is definitely aware of Mallory.
Okay. Good deal. As you can imagine, a lot was made of some things that came out yesterday from position coach, wide receiver coach Rob Moore about Treylon Burks dealing with asthma. My son deals with asthma. He's been playing sports since he was three. And so there's a lot of people that deal with asthma. Did you have teammates? Do you have any firsthand knowledge of people playing sports either in your house or people that you played with that dealt with asthma?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, listen, Elizabeth is Elizabeth loves to run. My wife Elizabeth, she's
yep.
run marathons and stuff. And she's dealt with asthma. I remember working at ESPN and talking to Jerome Bettis. He at one point was kind of like a spokesperson for asthma because he deals with asthma. I mean, you think about this, here's a running back, and not a small guy, but he's running back at Notre Dame and then has a Hall of Fame career in the NFL, and he has asthma. So, I think the interesting thing, much like you've probably experienced with your son, is that, you can do all these things with asthma. It's not because you have asthma doesn't mean that you can't be, an athlete or an amazing athlete or any of that. It just means that, you've got to be aware of it and you've got to manage it. And there are certain things that, will induce the issues that you have with asthma. So, I think that, listen, I would just say this, in this area, right? And part of it is regions of the country are going to be worse. I remember Jerome Bettis telling me that when they would go down, like humidity was a real problem for him. So like when they would play like in Jacksonville or something, they pretty much knew like, oh, your workload has to be a little bit different if it's early in the season down in Jacksonville. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's just something that's got to be managed, but, you know, it's something that we probably know enough about now that we can manage it.
Yeah, we just had a pulmonologist call in the last hour and said that Nashville is third worst city in the country. He said he believed Chattanooga was the worst, or Chattanooga was. I said, who were the other two cities? He said Chattanooga, and he believed it was Asheville, North Carolina. So basically, three cities right here in the same kind of geographical area is the worst places to deal with asthma and allergies, right? So that's no surprise to any of us who live here. But you can manage it, to your point, right? You can. So that's what we're trying to figure out is why has he been, you know, he may be dealing with asthma, which he's been dealing with, obviously. We don't know when this all started, the time frame, how long it's been going on. Maybe dealing with allergies as well, or, you know, it's also been brought up about because Sam Pittman at Arkansas, at the combines, it was brought up with his time that may be out of shape. I don't believe that. It's OTAs. But there may be something else going on as well because Mike Vrabel and the Titans, honk if you've heard this before, they're not willing to discuss it, why he hasn't been around much.
Yeah, well, like, and in fairness, like, because here's what I would say, and I do know this to be the case just from, like, our family's experience with it as well as just knowing about other stuff. Like, there's athletically induced asthma, which is like, hey, you know, it's you're running, there's exertion, and, you know, it's more than just being out of breath. Like, you're struggling to get
that's
air.
That's what Elizabeth so deals with, right?
Asthma.
Is that what Elizabeth
deals
with?
No, that is not what she deals with.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she can, yeah, I mean, like, she can run, you know, she can run 26 miles. Like, so, you know, there's asthma that's induced, you know, more by kind of the stuff that you're talking about, where it's like, you know, whatever, it's tree pollen, it's grass, it's
yep.
the time of year that certain things are. And so, look, those things, especially if, you know, and I'm not a pulmonologist, but you obviously had someone on to talk about how things are bad, you know, in this area geographically in terms of allergies, look, that your asthma can be induced by that. And so, listen, Treylon Burks could be in the best shape of his life, and for whatever reason, you know, his throat could be closing, you know, but just a combination of factors, you know, potentially things that he's just allergic to. And so, like, in fairness to Treylon Burks and, you know, how the Titans discuss it, especially as here we are in June, like, I mean, it could easily be something like that. And, you know, I guess the fortunate thing would be is you can try to figure out what the issues are and how to remedy it now, not, you know, have something that's an issue in October.
Talking to Tim Hasselbeck. Tim, looking at by the way, I was watching late-night TV the other day. It was after all the games ended, and I was just flipping channels. NFL Network had the old Super Bowl films, and I saw Don Hasselbeck blocked extra point in Super Bowl 17. It made the 30-minute film. I had forgotten about that. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was in there. It also, I think, affected the over.
38-9
That's right. It's like 38-9. It was because it would have been 10, obviously, and then blocked extra points.
So any momentum of the early touchdown in the second half by Washington was cut short there by the block extra point. Good stuff. But Tim, what a circus in Cleveland here. They knew what they were signing up for. First of all, let's try to tackle the Baker Mayfield part of that. It looks like a mutual decision that he will not go to the mandatory mini camp. So what's next?
Well, here's what I think. I mean, Baker being at any of the mandatory stuff or being there working out and getting injured in the facility, like, wouldn't put the Browns, you know, on the hook for his contract any more than they already are. So the fact of the matter is they're paying him whatever it is, nearly $19 million this year, regardless if he's injured or not. It's guaranteed they're paying him that. So, you know, Baker being in the building just kind of creates the distraction of, here's the guy in the building that we don't want to be here, that we're trying to get rid of, and we're moving on. And it's just probably a headache that really neither of them need to be a part of. So, you know, I think ultimately, you know, Cleveland is probably just trying to wait things out, excuse him, right? Let him just do his own thing, and then wait it out until there's an injury or there's a need somewhere else. Like, that's what they're hopeful for, so that they can say, hey, listen, like, at least, like, meet us halfway on this. Like, you assume, you know, half of it, we'll assume half of it, and we'll trade him to you, you know, to get some of that off our books. But ultimately, I think, you know, the more realistic scenario is, you know, they wait as long as they can, then it's not worth the headache, and so they decide to cut him. They cut him, he clears waivers, and someone else signs him. I mean, I think that ultimately is what ends up happening. And I think that, you know, the distraction of hanging on to him eventually will become too much as you get into training camp.
Of course, that distraction is nothing like the Deshaun Watson potential distraction here with two more women coming forward here. Big, big article now in the New York Times, 66 massage therapists. So I'm wondering when we'll hear from the league again on this, because really that's where it stands now at this point, correct? Roger Goodell is going to have to say, okay.
Yeah.
Because he's had this vague answer of, we're continuing to investigate. Like, it looks like some other people have been investigating as well.
Yeah, and in terms of some of the reporting that I have heard on this, because I have been with you guys pretty critical of the NFL. It's like, guys, what's taken so long? I think part of what has happened is that, you know, the league will do some investigating. And then what happened? Another accusation, you know, or, you know, civil complaint is made. And then so then they get a little more investigation, and then another one. And so then, you know, so the investigation is never complete. Like, there's no time for it to complete because, like, there comes another accusation that needs to be investigated. And so, you know, the most, you know, recent reporting I, you know, kind of heard on this, or, you know, explanation on this in terms of the league, you know, not having done something, I believe it was Dan Graziano, and he basically said, look, the league doesn't want to make a judgment. And then next thing you know, three more massage therapists say that they had an issue with them, and then here's the information that they have. And to be honest with you, that's the best explanation I have heard in terms of why the league hasn't done something, because there has been more than enough time to look into, you know, I don't know, 80% of the claims that have been made.
Final thing, $4.65 billion for the Broncos. That is, did that surprise you that it was that high, the value of that team?
I don't think so, because truthfully, like, and maybe it's just because I'm wrapped up in the NFL, but like, and like, see how things rate and see how, I mean, look at what people are getting paid to announce games.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like, and you just look at the interest in the growing, you know, whether it was fantasy football and how that's grown the game. And now think about, you know, the gambling aspects of things and, you know, TV contracts and now, you know, streaming contracts. And like, so no, I mean, I just kind of feel like it's just continuing to grow. Like, I guess, you know, at some point maybe it stops, but it certainly doesn't feel like that's where we are. So yeah, look, I don't know that I can really grasp, you know, what that means.
But, well, okay, here's one that hit me between the eyes, Tim. 2018, this is pre-pandemic, the Panthers sold for $2.3 billion. So that's double even after the pandemic. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I think one of the things, I mean, just like in terms of investment, one of the things we learned during the pandemic, as you think about, because these are investments for guys. They're not necessarily like, you know, they're putting food on the table, right? They're investments. So one of the things we learned about in the pandemic was the NFL is playing no matter what. You know, whereas if you, you know, were to invest in something else, it could get shut down. You know, like we're seeing it now with, like, even just supply chain issues and stuff. But what is not getting shut down is the NFL, no matter what. So, you know, in terms of, like, you know, if you will, alternative investments that won't get shut down, the NFL, you know, provides an opportunity that, you know, many other avenues for investment don't.
Tim, good stuff as always. Really appreciate it. You have a great rest of the week, and we'll do it next week.
All right. Sounds good. See you, fellas.
All right. Tim Hasselbeck. Good stuff from him as always here on this Wednesday. We'll continue the discussion on the other side here on the DDC. Appreciate Tim Hasselbeck as always back here on the DDC. Don't forget Sounds Baseball tonight at 7:05. Hopefully they'll be able to play tonight. They weren't able to play last night. First pitch, 7:05. ESPN 94.9, Sounds taking on Norfolk. Sounds Baseball on 94.9, presented by 312 Pizza Company and Farm Bureau Health Plans. Stay tuned. We'll have a family four-pack to give away, or just a four-pack of tickets to give away to the game on Sunday at First Horizon Park coming up before we get out of here today. What did you make of some things? I thought that was really good insights from Tim, especially on Treylon Burks and, you know, dealing with asthma. He talked about it firsthand in his house with his wife, Elizabeth. So pretty interesting. And maybe, you know, that is. Maybe he's just having a really rough go of it. Like I said, I didn't have anybody because I didn't know what was going on when it was happening to me almost 25 years ago when I moved here. So I didn't know anything about it. Like today, I mean, especially him being a professional athlete at the highest level, you know, he's surrounded by people that know exactly what's going on. And it may have been a big culture shock to him coming here from Fayetteville. I have no doubts about that. But pretty interesting insights from Tim.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really add anything. I just hope that this is an adjustment period, and this will be a non-story by August. I think anything beyond that, I have no firsthand experience with asthma that I've really dealt with personally or any of my family members. But I think we've had some interesting phone calls today of people that have. So I've learned a few things today.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and certainly, you know, they want, the Titans want nothing more than for this to go away. And I have no idea with their mandatory camp next week if he's going to be around, if he will be on the field, if he'll just be around. I don't know. I'm sure they're going to take a little bit different approach, I would think, just because of the magnitude of how that became a story yesterday when Rob Moore said it, and it was on the crawler all day and night last night. And, of course, again, for people to say, this is not that big of a deal, it's like, okay, that's fine, but it is because it's the NFL, and it's a first-round pick in the draft.
I think if I've learned anything today, it might be, and I can't know this, but I feel a little better about it. It is simply dealing with the asthma and the adjustment, and there aren't other issues behind the scenes in addition, because that was being thrown out there a lot. Is it just the asthma, or is there other things that they don't want to tell us about? You know, all of these speculations that are natural.
Well, put me in that
category. You don't get the answers.
And that's kind of the way I feel.
Yeah. So, but I think what I've learned today is it absolutely could be just what the doctor said, who followed him at Arkansas and deals with these things, that because of the air quality here, there may be an adjustment period.
Yeah.
Simply from the asthma.
Amy from Arkansas on her text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, says, a fun fact for everyone who thinks Burks isn't tough or doesn't love football. I don't know who's saying that. If they are, I don't know where that's coming from. But maybe she's heard somebody say that. I don't think anybody's questioning his toughness or his love for football, right? Is that out there? I mean, did I miss that? Did I miss something about that? But she goes on to say he broke his hand his sophomore season and opted to play with a cast and had a game where he had 12 catches for 280 yards and three touchdowns, and that was one-handed. Asthma has no chance of keeping him down. He never missed a game due to asthma in college. And thank you, Amy, for that text and a little insights on him in college. We know how great of a player he was at Arkansas, but I can't imagine that there's a narrative out there that he's not tough or he doesn't love football because he's been missing OTAs, which are, again, air quotes, voluntary. Now, again, this is June, and this could all be about nothing. Could be. But as I've said before, we've gone down this road and this rabbit hole many, many times over the years, and a lot of times it is. It's a whole lot to do about nothing. And then there's other years where it was the start of a trend. It was the start of, oh boy, you know, really, this again? And it never went away. So it can go both ways, and I have no idea. I suspect that, you know, this will be a whole lot to do about nothing. But I also am a little perplexed on why they've chosen to keep this such a secret. I've got a secret, other than you can say, well, that's just how Mike Vrabel and the Titans have been operating. Okay, fair. That they do like to play the secret, I've got a secret game. But if this was a whole lot to do about nothing, again, there's no proof that asthma is this really big to-do thing. And if that's what he was suffering, that's why I question it. Because I'm like, why would you want this to be such a big – like, what's the big deal? It's not like it wasn't ever going to come out. I mean, people saw an inhaler out at the facility, so what's the big deal about having asthma? I mean, that's a pretty common thing, especially in these parts. So why the secret? I don't know. Maybe it's the Peter LaViolette, you know, fits under that category. That, you know, this is, you know, he's Mike Vrabel and the Titans, this is the way they choose to operate, and they realize, and now they've made something bigger than it should be because they've chosen not to talk about things. And certainly Peter LaViolette did that here, where, you know, I was just as confused as a lot of people of, you're making this worse than it needs to be. Just come out and say it, talk about it quickly, and put it to bed and move on. But instead, you know, by choosing not to say something about something, it just gets worse. So that's the only reason I'm questioning, like, what could this be something else? Because they're choosing not to talk about it, especially yesterday, the Mike Vrabel, he's unavailable. Oh, so you're not willing to say at all what's going on? And remember when he got asked about the allergy question, and I get it, where it was coming from. I know that typically sets Mike Vrabel off to begin with. Don Kaharski's brother, well, actually, I don't think it's his brother, but it could be related. But, you know, Vrabel was like, allergies. You know, everybody's got allergies. You know, that type of deal. I'm just a little confused on why, you know, they have just chosen to just completely stay away from what seems to be a pretty simplistic topic or category of what's going on with someone, a high-profile athlete that you have, the 18th pick in the NFL draft. That's what's confusing to me. But again, next week, to be continued. We'll see with the mandatory camp, you know, next week if anything comes out of it. They had more people talking today. We'll maybe check in with something was said earlier today when we come back. But right now, I do want to talk to you about the summer heat. It's here, right? And it's probably here to stay. I don't think there's any doubts about that. We may get a little relief with rain, but overall, the temperatures are going to be hot for the coming months. Is your air conditioner ready for that? We know costs are rising everywhere. We know that when we go to the grocery store, it's painful checking out. We know when we fill up the gas tank, it's painful. We know the utility bills, it's painful when we get them, so forth and so on. Is your AC old, inefficient, and costing more than it should? Well, interest rates are rising, but not at Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Qualified buyers have up to 72 months no interest for a New York air conditioner, plus a 6-month no interest for repairs. That's at Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. All new systems come with 10-year parts and labor warranty. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York certified comfort expert company. You can schedule right now at springhillac.com. Thank you, Jordan. It's been a while since you've been on the show. You should come on sometime soon. Let's do this. Speaking of the Sounds, you just heard that. Heard Jeff M. Let's give away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Sounds in Norfolk Tides, which is the AAA affiliate for the Orioles. That'll be Sunday, June 12th. This Sunday at First Horizon Park, let's go caller 6, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Elijah Campbell is standing by our Hillside Medical Game Studio to take lucky caller 6. Good luck. Let's see, real quick before we move on, because I wanted to touch on something that we brought up with Tim. You brought up with Tim. JT on our text line said, as a follow-up to his asthma story yesterday, I went away for school, and every time I came back to Nashville, my allergies and asthma went haywire. Nashville is awful for asthma. It takes time, but he will get used to the air here. I think that's well said. Thank you, JT, for the follow-up. I was reading this article on the New York Times. Deshaun Watson, we've talked about this. You brought it up with Tim. I've watched the piece on Real Sports on HBO. We know there's now a 24th female that's come forward in this lawsuit. But reading the New York Times, Deshaun Watson met with at least 66 women for massages over a 17-month period. And the Texans may have been, they may have known a lot about this. They were not innocent in all this. The Texans goes on to say, he may have had help from the Texans, including non-disclosure agreements in making these appointments. This thing is going down the wrong. I mean, I'm not surprised by this. Again, anytime we've had stuff like this come up over the years, I like to use common sense. And common sense tells me, again, my opinion. Come on. I've watched the Real Sport. You cannot paint the picture that he's innocent in all this. Come on. There's no way.
Well, it depends on what you mean
by innocent.
Who does
he was going to massages. He wasn't going for deep tissue. Okay, that's what I go. So my back will feel better. Or certain body parts that have been, he wasn't going there for that.
Well, that's the thing that, forget about criminal, because that's what they have stuck with. And I think that's probably, and John McClain, of course, was excellent with us on this last week.
He was.
Because he's been following this from the get-go. But, you know, what they have stuck to is that there's no criminal charges. And once they got that done, that there were no criminal charges filed, that's when the Browns moved forward. I mean, you know the Texans were ready to have this over a lot sooner, but they couldn't get past that. Where there was a lot of noise, and John verified it, that it looked like it was going to be Miami that did it. For whatever reason, Miami held off. And then once the non-criminal thing came forward, the Browns put the money down. They went for it. They went for it so much that even they're tied to Baker Mayfield for $19 million, even if they cut him. And they still did this. That's how badly they wanted this. But one of the things that happened in the Real Sports piece that I watched with Brian Gumbel's people, Soledad O'Brien was the reporter on the particular story. There was a lot of, hey, have you talked to the NFL? Has the NFL come and asked you questions about this? And they were kind of like, no. They investigated sort of what they want to investigate. They didn't go as thoroughly as they absolutely could have. That was the tone. Was I hearing that right, Darren? Is that how you saw it?
Yep.
The NFL investigated, but I didn't hear from so-and-so. They didn't ever talk to this person or this person. And when you read all these reports that have been coming out over this time,
I think 66, optics was the word I thought of, optics.
66 women over 17 months.
Yeah.
There's just no reason you would need that many people to give massages. And they break down all 66 pretty much.
And I don't believe any
but
of them are men.
There's a pure, there's an absolute pattern of behavior that's inappropriate.
There's, you are not, again, you are not seeking out 66, at least 66 different massage therapists that just happen to be women every single time. By the way, there are men that are massage therapists.
Many, and they're really good.
17-month period. If you're not going there just to get a deep tissue or Swedish massage or all the other fancy names that they have.
No, because if you want to read, I get them regularly.
I wish I could do that. I wish I did them more. I love them, but you know, give me a break. There's no way you have other intentions. There is something else on your mind than just going to la la la. It's time for another massage. At least 66 times, 66 different women, you know, over 17 months.
Yes, and there probably were different experiences with some of the different ones, but the pattern is very obvious, and this denial that he did anything quote inappropriate. When you're talking about the standard
nonsense.
Of personal conduct, it's ridiculous. It's just absolutely.
Including non-disclosure agreements in making appointments? Really? So this is all innocent. But again, you're seeking women massage therapists at a high rate, high volume of massages in a year and a half, which could include, and the Texans could have been helping with this and including non-disclosure agreements. Come on. In an innocent massage. Sorry. Didn't wake up yesterday.
So
don't buy. You can sell that. Not buying. I'll pass. Not buying.
So the question now is, how long does the NFL wait before they say, okay, here's what we found. Here
before
is the punishment.
Yeah.
Here is the punishment. I just, there's no way he is not sitting out a significant amount of games. The question is, how many games?
I think it's going to be a year.
A full season?
Yeah,
I would. I think it would be justified.
I do too.
It's just absolutely absurd when you read all of this thing and the number of women. If this was two people, then his story would be a little bit more, okay, you know, maybe. We weren't in there. I don't know. 66 and 24 have come forward. The pattern is the same in virtually every person's experience. Some aren't even involved in the lawsuit. They just don't want this to happen, to continue to happen, especially now that he's gone to a different team. They're just coming forward and saying, look, I'm not in this lawsuit. I've got nothing to hide. I'm not looking for anything from Deshaun Watson. I'm just telling you what happened so he doesn't do this to anybody else.
Yeah, look, I was already then, you know, don't give me this stuff. You know, like people, this is not how life works. Strangers don't get together and say, hey, let's create a lawsuit and say someone was inappropriate. I don't know you. You don't know me. We have the same exact story to tell. And, oh, by the way, we're willing to get involved in a lawsuit and put our name out there and tell our story just because we wanted to what? Just because that's not what people do. So I was already in the camp. Like, that's not how it works. Like, something happened. Now you hear this? It's like, come on. I don't need to hear anymore. Look, whatever happened. And yes, every experience may have been different, and maybe there were massage therapists that were willing to accept this behavior, and they were okay with it or whatever. Or afterwards, you know, all the stuff that we've heard in the Real Sports piece. Bottom line is, this guy had – this was inappropriate behavior. He was on a mission to – this was not just to go get a massage. He was doing something different. He was not like me and you booking a massage. Okay? I get it. He's got more money than us, and he's a professional athlete. But one, don't they have people at the facility that can do that anyway?
Well, yeah. In fact, four of the people, I think, if I'm reading this right, at least four therapists contracted with the Texans.
Right, that's what I'm getting. Like, you don't need to keep changing it up if you don't have a motive, right? Why would you have this high rate, high volume, different people every time if you don't have – if there's not a purpose in mind, right? I mean, that's just not how
– Look, it's absurd. So – this is the other part of the question for the Browns. If he's suspended for the whole year. Okay, let's come back to this.
Save it on the other
because
side.
Because the Baker Mayfield part of this is interesting.
Yep, and we will do that. Congratulations, Mark Meinhardt. Mark was lucky caller 6. Mark, enjoy the Sounds game on Sunday at First Horizon Park, and thanks for listening. Back to wrap up the third hour next. Still have never seen Hall & Oates, and I want to. That would be a fun show.
They're fantastic.
I have seen them.
Really? Oh, you both have seen them.
Yeah.
You dirty dogs.
Big fan.
When did you see them?
I saw them during the 2017 Cup run. They played at Bridgestone Arena along with Tears for Fears. So those are two really good groups. I was thumbs up on both of those guys.
So
they nailed it.
That show was so you.
Oh, they nailed it. I was all over it.
Oh, Elijah, when did you see him?
Just for my liking, I thought that Tears for Fears was a little sharper.
Don't you?
They were a little sharper.
Oh, wow.
In their performance.
Don't you dare say that. Yeah.
No. I'm just saying how they performed that night. I love both shows, but I had to give the nod to Tears for Fears for the sharpness of the performance. The Hall & Oates were great. But
see, I saw them in 2015. It was fantastic. It was my first night working at Ascend Amphitheater doing security. And, of course, I was new. So, like, all right, you stand at the back of the venue, make sure no one leaves through this entrance. So I stood in front of a gate and watched the show the entire time. So they were fantastic. I couldn't remember who they performed with, but they were awesome.
Darren, remember we had John Oates on the show a couple of years after that.
That was awesome.
He said, we have a problem at our concerts. We have too many good songs. And everybody always complains, why didn't you play this? You know, so they have to make choices. They have so many hits.
In fact, I think we may have pulled something out of him that I don't know if we were supposed to at the time. Remember, he said they were getting ready to go on a world tour, right? Weren't they going to go to Japan? He was saying that. And I think that was pretty close to COVID, right? No, I know, but that was pretty close to COVID.
Yeah.
My guess is it probably never happened, but I don't know that.
Yeah, they probably had to change.
Yeah.
Everybody did those concerts. Man, that was tough for a couple of years.
That was about 3 years ago when we talked to him,
It sounds about right. Yeah, definitely pre-pandemic.
It was not, far out. I think COVID was creeping around the corner. So my guess is we'll have to get him on again and see if that ever happened because I remember him specifically saying there, I think they were going to start over in Japan, and I was like, man, that's a Hall of Fame band, world problems, right? Yeah, getting ready to go on a world tour, start in Japan. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. We're going to have Tom Hart join us to begin the final hour of the show. Dan from Nashville. On our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, couple things. One, he says Waffle Crisp was absolutely fire. This is Dan in Greenbrier. He said, but it's no longer made. So there's another vote for
it's been retired.
Waffle Crisp. He said it was fire cereal. How about that?
Okay.
But he goes on to say, just to our previous discussion that we're going to finish up this hour with, he said, I can't believe we're talking about how many games Deshaun Watson is going to sit out possibly this year for what he did. If that was just a random guy, he'd be in prison.
Well, think about now, Trevor Bauer, very different set of circumstances, but we're talking about interaction with only one woman, and he's been fighting it, but he's been suspended for 2 years.
2 years,
I believe.
Yes.
So the NFL, I think 1 year is a minimum. We're talking about 24 women. Very, again, different set of circumstances. But wow! Now here's the other.
I'm gonna
part
tell you why real quick, why I don't disagree with what Dan said on our text line, because I am more in the camp of what he said. That's true because Joe Blow isn't getting Rusty Harden and his entire camp and team, and they don't have $250 million in their bank account to pay for whatever for the best attorneys out there, right? And so you're not going to get representation
and he threatened,
that he's going to get.
And some of the women have said he threatened them, said, hey, look, you may not have liked what went on here, but you don't want to ruin your business. I'm a big name. I don't want to ruin my name, so you better not say anything about that. That was – if it didn't go the way he wanted to, and they were like – you know, they – and so they were freaked out. And that's different than, as you said, Joe Schmo going in there.
Yeah.
But this is what I
– You use Schmo, I use Blow. Use Blow. Either way, it's the same dude. Fit.
Yeah.
Same dude. Okay.
Both
so
related to
say?
John Doe. Well, they still have – they still have Baker Mayfield under their contract, even though he doesn't want to play there. They don't want him there. They've got Jacoby Brissett. The only other quarterback on the roster is who? Whom? Darren, do you know?
Is it McCoy?
Nope.
When in doubt, go with Colt McCoy?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good or a McCown brother, but it's not. It is Josh Dobbs is the only other quarterback on the roster.
Dobbs is in Cleveland.
He is.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So if now this is one thing that could be a punishment without rendering a punishment is you keep the Browns in limbo. As Tim Hasselbeck said, it's really tough to trade Mayfield. Nobody wants to trade for him. They're just waiting it out and saying, cut him and then we'll figure out. We're not going to give you anything for him. Just, you know, just go ahead and do what you have to do. And everybody knows you have to do it. You got to cut this guy. And when you cut him, we'll make a phone call and see if he wants to come play for us. But if the NFL ruled tomorrow that he's out for this year, would the Browns consider keeping Mayfield and having Brissett as the backup?
Yes, I think there's a. I think there's.
Or
two
is the bridge burnt? Is the bridge completely burned?
Nope. No. If he wants to get his $19 million, he's going to play. He's going to suit up and play. And now, by the way, he's also auditioning for the next gig. So yes, he will play.
He gets the $19 million even if he doesn't play, even if he's cut. They owe him that money.
No, I know, but he wants to still be a starter in the league. He needs to get out there. You don't think he would love to stick it to the Browns for all this? You don't think he's going to absolutely try to have
but
this
would he
best
play?
Season?
But would
ever?
He play for the Browns if they? Because I think they're going to. I still think the NFL will probably slow walk it for another month or two. These media stories from the
that's not what
New
John
York Times
said. And, John McClain said it's getting close.
I'll believe that when I see it, but I hope you're right. But that is one form of punishment we've seen from the NCAA. Just hold the team in limbo. Hey, when are you guys going to rule? I don't know. Whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
What do we do in the meantime? I don't know. If you guys figure it out. You guys signed him. You guys should have thought about that. But if they rule tomorrow, then would Baker Mayfield say, all right, I guess this is better than anything else I'm going to get. I'll just stay.
Of course he will. Yes.
You think he would?
Yes. I do.
After all of that.
Again, he wants to stick it to them, and he wants to prove to the
stick
league.
Stick it to them by playing for them?
Yes.
I guess so. I guess you could say that.
If he goes out there and he's successful and he's really good, he's going to be like, see, you did all this. You had me right here. And you went out and gave some guy $230 million guaranteed. Richest contract in NFL history. And I was right here. Your number one pick, the number one pick in the draft overall, and you had me right here. And you gave up on me. And this guy is coming with tons of problems, and you gave him the biggest contract ever. And, oh, by the way, he's telling the rest of the league, see, I am a starter in this league. I am a starter in this league. I'm not a backup. So, yes,
how crazy would it be? How crazy would it be?
I don't think it's that crazy, Willie. I think it'll happen. I think there's a good chance
it happens.
No, it doesn't sound crazy.
What a story it would be if he plays well and has a bounce back.
That part
seat.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
And
I
then
don't know about that.
Deshaun Watson then becomes eligible to come back the following year, and you still have Mayfield.
Well, they don't have a choice at that point. Then they have to move on because they're pot committed on Deshaun. When they're pot committed, they don't have a choice. By the way, that will be two straight years of him sitting doing nothing. Deshaun Watson. Anthony on our text line says there is a. It's called a hotline. The hotline is called Calling Oates. And you call it, and I guess it plays Hall & Oates songs. And he said he just called it, and it works. So, Anthony.
What song did he hear?
I don't know. Anthony, what song did you hear? There's literally a number attached to it. And when you call it, they play a song. So, We'll see if he responds with what song did he hear. We'll come back. Final hour. We begin with Tom Hart. That's next.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.